He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Receive the word and there shall be a performance.
Your wonders in our midst. Thank you for the ministry of your word, the excellency of your light. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for change of mind, transformations. Thank you, Lord, for the healing in the body. Thank you, Lord, for turnaround, financial breakthrough. We give you alone all the glory. We acknowledge that no man can do these things except you alone. Be exalted, Master. Thank you for your word you have given to us today. We receive it with thanksgiving and with meekness of heart. We know that you will change our lives and wrought miracles through these words. We know that our eyes will be opened. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, somebody beside you, and just love on him. Tell the person your makeup is fine. If the person is not wearing makeup, tell the person, where is your makeup? Just look at the person. They're looking good. I like your face cap. I like your hair. Is it your natural hair or your borrowed hair? Please, you may be seated. Be seated. Hallelujah. I'm just going to do a little charge and teaching, and then we'll go into our section of praise and of worship and of thanksgiving. But I like that you pay attention. The month of June, the Lord has communicated to us on the 1st of June, which is Wednesday, how that the month of June for the Rising Nation is the month of praise. And so it's very important for us to pay attention to what the Lord will be doing in our midst. So my charge and my teaching media, please cut out this section of teaching. It's a teaching that we will need to hear again and again, because it's a teaching that will anchor us all through the month. It's going to be very brief, but it's going to be very powerful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be teaching us on the power of praise. The power of praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The power of praise. Psalm 34 and verse 1. Psalm 34 and verse 1. The power of praise. Psalm 34 and verse 1 is projected. By the way, before we go into the teaching, I want you all to please help me put your hands together in celebration of every member of the workforce of the Rising Nation. Amazing people, many of them that commit themselves to rigorous sacrifice. Everything you see beautifully done here is done by few people that are mighty men and committed souls. And so I want to thank you again, workforce. You know, we fight a lot, but you guys are still the best that I ever have. You are still the best that I ever have. I love you so much for what you are doing. Just before I stepped out, I was told that this projector will not work. And I just said it by the word of prophecy that I don't care what you are going to do. Make sure it comes up. And here it is now. Please put your hands together again and celebrate that. Hallelujah. The power of praise. Psalm 34 and verse 1. is projected. Can we all read it together? 1, 2 with a loud voice. Let's read. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in. Say it again. Let's make it as a confession. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. The man giving us this is commitment is a man that everyone who lived in this generation would want their life to reflect. The man who wrote this is the man called David. David, if you know him so well, is one of the most outstanding character in the Bible. David is someone who walked with God with his life. David is someone who came from no advantage at all in his background. But as a result of his walk with God, David became a generational, transgenerational treasure that even up till now, when you want to evoke a dimension of God, you can still connect it to the man David. The man blind Bartimaeus was going to invoke the dimension of God called mercy. And when he looked up, he said, "Thou son of David." And when Jesus asked the son of David, he remembered the sure mercies of David. So whosoever have results, you must pay attention to his dissertations. If somebody gives you a formula, if a student gives you a formula who is ahead of you, maybe you are in 200 level, and somebody who is in 400 level sit you down and tell you the formula to pass a particular course, the first thing you want to ask is, what is his CGPA? Because if somebody who is struggling with pass is telling you how to make first class, you would ask him, "So you know this formula, why are you not using it?" But results have a way of speaking. And so this man that is giving us this prescription is a man that has results that cannot be denied. He said his commitment, his way of life is that he blesses the Lord at all times. And his praise shall not will, not may, shall continually. In other words, this man recognized that there are situations in your life, are we together tonight, that may not demand or may not occasion for praise. But David is a man who had made up his mind that in good times, in bad times, in summer, in winter, he's going to give himself to the praise of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Give us the amplified version. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Hebrews 13 and verse 15, amplify. Look at what it says. It said, through him, another man speaking to us there is a man called Paul. Paul is also another notable man in the Bible days. Paul has results. Paul has achievements that ministers of the gospel in our days still desire. There is no way you would preach a sermon without making reference to the writing of Paul. There is no sermon. So Paul is also giving us another offering. Paul is also giving us another commitment that there is a secret that a man can know that can put him on a pedestal of success and greatness in life. And Paul is giving us that prescription. And look at what Paul says. Paul said, through him. Are we together? Paul said, through him, let us offer continuously. This thing is shaking, please. Make sure we know what we are doing there, please. Through him. Through who now? Through Christ. Through him, therefore, let us constantly. It is a lot of us occasionally. He said, let us constantly at all times. I think if you say the word constantly, you don't need to repeat at all times again. That sounds like a tautology in English. But there is a reason for this emphasis. Because you see, life can be so destructive that you would forget to give praise and to do what he's about to prescribe. So as a matter of emphasis, he's telling us the same thing in two ways. Are we together tonight? So he said, let us consistently or constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise. Follow carefully. let us constantly at all times offer to God a sacrifice of praise. How? Which is the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Paul is teaching us a mystery here. That your mouth is not meant to run and to do what you like with it. That your mouth primarily was described that you would offer the praise of God through it. And he said, at all times, in the morning, in the evening, in the night, in the noon. Paul is saying there should be no time in your life this praise, this sacrifice of praise is not offered through your mouth. What is praise? The power of praise. What is praise? Number one, praise is the private and public declaration of the person, the power, and the potency of God. Hear me again. Praise is the private and public declaration of the person, the power, and the potency of God. Make sure you are writing it down. By now you should know our culture here. Make a note, write something down. When you go back home, you go over it again. That's how you grow. Praise is the private and public declaration. I know we are aware that praise is a declaration, but let my emphasis be on what to declare. Because many of us are aware that praise is a declaration, but you must know what to declare to make it praise. Just a blind declaration does not make praise. Earlier on today, while I was in the prayer room just worshiping the Lord, I had my neighbors praising God and they were singing some song. I wanted to come out and correct them. I just said, okay, let me just leave them. This teaching we correct it all together. I have songs like I have joy, 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 joy overflow. That's not praise. You are declaring what you have. It's a declaration. Are we together? Many of us have declared like Oluwajo, Wagbe Misoke. Is it a good song? Yes, but it's not praise. Carry me, they go, they go, they go, they go, they go. It's a good song. I'm not against it. As far as he can carry you, let him carry you. But it's not praise. Are we together? You need to know what praise is, so that the moment you drift through your emotion away from praise, you can come back. If it is not the public declaration, if it is not the public declaration of the person, of the power, and the potency of God, is not praise. Hear me again and again. Every song is not a praise song. Praise songs are only songs that focuses on the person, the power, and the potency of God. I apologize for all of the shake-ups. Don't worry, we'll land safely. Is that okay? We'll land safely. Are we together now? We sing so many emotional songs, and you know now that you know my love and respect for the body of Christ, but it's important we know what we are doing. There is a time for confession. You know that we are people who confesses here. Earlier on, if you had come here earlier, you meet us having homologia, a time where we speak positive things about ourselves. There are times where all we do is just to declare our praise in Christ. Is that okay? Our place in Christ. Oh, I'm a chosen generation. That's not praise. That's a declaration of your place, your status in Christ. As important as all that is, you can't say you are doing that and then you have praise. No. You can't say you got joy and then you pray. No, that's not praise. If it is not focused on the person, on the power, and on the potency of God, it's not praise. Number two, what is praise? Praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty with the track record of his victories in battles, miracles, signs, and wonders. You need to write this down. Very important and very powerful. Praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty. Praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to his track record of victories in battles, miracles, signs, and wonders. I take it again. Praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to the track record of his victories in battles, miracles, signs, and wonders. By this divination, it already suggests to you that many of the things we do and we call praise is not praise. Praise is the eulogizing. What does the word eulogize mean? The word eulogize means to recount through some lineage and a central ancestral track record or past history of a person. The tribe and the culture that does this so richly is the Yoruba tribe. Are we together now? The Yoruba tribe has every child in a typical Yoruba family has what is called a eulogy name. So you hear something like Adisa, you hear something like Ashake, you hear something like Ajoke, Arike, all of those names. And if you really meet the grandmas who knows how to eulogize a man, they will begin to call you names you never know you answered. Have you seen that before? Go to parties, especially in the Yoruba land. You meet those who carry what is called the talking drum. Are we together now? And when they carry the talking drum, they begin to beat it and begin to call you names. And that name can do something to you that you put your hands in your pocket, you empty your pocket, giving them all you have. I have seen people who were eulogized. They gave all they have until they gave the shoe away, until they gave their clothes away. Because when you eulogize a man, it does something not to his body, it does something to his soul. Hear me again and again. I think you need to understand this, that listen, everything any man is positively, God is much more. Everything a man is positively, God is much more. Any negative side of a man came from the devil. Jealousy is good. It is the excess of jealousy that makes it negative. That's why God is a jealous God. Are we together now? Is somebody with me tonight? So everything a man is positively, God is much more. If praise does something to you, what do you think happened to God? Do you know there is a way I can talk to you now that you will empty your purse and give me all you have there? There's a way I can bring you up now and say, put your hands together for Pastor K. By the way, Pastor K is one of the most responsible men I've ever met. In the year 2012, I met him, and this man has transformed. This man did this, this man did that, this man gave birth to this. Are you aware that that wonderful boy you see run around that is so brilliant and smart was given birth and trained by this man, Pastor K? Now, I didn't call him out, but that is doing something to him already. There is no way you will eulogize a man and he will just say, okay, go. No. Even if they use both face at the moment, when you are gone, they will think about it. It's true. So I'm from the family of Balogun, the warrior. This guy knows me. Hello, can you send your account number? That's what praise does. And if that happened to a man, what do you think happened to God? This is why you see men in the scriptures who had really walked with God and understand the ways of God. When a battle comes to push in their life, they don't struggle. They simply eulogize a dimension of God that exists. Are we together tonight? So praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to his track record. So when you begin and say, are you not the one that brought them out of Egypt? And when the enemy tried to pursue them, you swallow the enemy up in the Red Sea. You don't need to tell him, come and deliver me. You are already invoking a deliverer dimension of him. The eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to the track record of his victories in battles. You see that now? His victories in battles. Number two, his miracles. His miracles. You want to experience miracles, keep praising God with reference to the miracles he has done in the past. The scripture is filled with lots of miracles wrought by the hand of God. You don't need to sweat so much. Just stay at Genesis chapter 1, beginning from verse 1. He made the stars also. By what technology? That he put something up there and it looked as though it's going to fall, but we have never seen it fall.
miracles, signs, and wonders. Let me give you one wonder that is very close to you and you have not taken note of. I'll give you three of them. How many of us have ever cut our hair here before? Can you explain to me by what technology the one that hair grew up again? When they cut off the scalp of a man in surgery, are you aware they will not see layers of hair stored up there? It's as though when you open the scalp up, the flesh, you will not see, okay, this is where the hairs that are growing up are eating. No. When you remove the flesh, you will not see anything producing air. Yet, when you cut the air, another one will grow up. Explain to me, sir. Wonders. Wonders. Biology student, you were taught that you as a person, you enter into your mother's womb as a liquid. By what technology did that liquid become a solid that has bones? Explain to me. That the woman that conceived by receiving a sperm that is liquid, after a while, she gave birth to a solid material with bones. Where does the bone come from? Where does the flesh come from? Where does the eyes come from? Wonders. 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 So praise, number two, is the eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to the track record of his victories in battles, of his miracles, of his signs, and of his wonders. Number three, what is praise? Praise is the declaration of the names of God derived from his attributes and his wonder-working abilities. We sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known. From the rising of the sun right unto its going down, I will sing of the goodness of my God. Praise is the declaration of the names of God. Listen carefully. Many of us who grew up in the church and paid attention, we have some special worshiper who will stand. Men like Tokyo Alabi is so perfect and good in this dimension. I watched that woman many times. She called God names that if I was God, I would have given the whole world to her. I said, you mean you call me this name? Come on now. It's the declaration of the names of God. Hear me again and again. The names of God are endless because the experience of God always gives birth to a new name. I told you that when I began my walk with God, I've read of the many names he called himself. I got to a level when I asked him, Lord, what name will my experience capture? What will I call you to my generation? He said, I am your advantage. And for me, one of the names of God become my advantage. You might not find that in the Bible, but my experience has made that a name for me. The declaration of the names of God derived from his attributes. You see that now. If he's faithful, it is your ever-present help. Every time you need it, you will not but call him your helper. You see why your praise must be bettered of revelation. Otherwise, it will not be a genuine praise. If God has never healed you, you are an hypocrite to call him healer. If you have not seen and come to time with a revelation of his healing abilities, even from the scripture, just calling him name, we will have it disconnected with that name. That's why you will see many worshippers will stand on the stage. Come on, praise God now. There is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, the Ancient of Days. Are you praising God? You know the person calling that name does not have relationship with that person at all. I had one of them one day, you say he's the King of the Kings, the God of the Lord. The way he's rapping it, you know he's a cram thing. But I can stay there and just say the King of Kings. The King of Kings. I may not be able to call 1 million names, but there is one name I have handled. The King. King of Kings. And when I call him the King of Kings, I'm calling with a revelation that he has redeemed us unto himself as kings and priests. So when I say the King of Kings, I don't mean the King of Olubadan, the King of Oni. God does not see those ones as kings in his kingdom. We are the king. So when I say the King of Kings, I'm acknowledging that I'm a king in you, but you are the Almighty King. Do you know, sisters and brothers, that every time you call God the name, invariably you can share in that name? If I call God the King, I acknowledge that I'm also a king. But I know that I will never be a king who will reign if it's not the king reigning. You see that now? It's the declaration of the names of God. I did this at a time I collated the names of God. I saw a banner somewhere that has an inscription, these things they sell around, and I took a picture of it. And I remember, I think for 2 weeks or for a month thereof, I would go to the place of prayer and be invoking each of those names: Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Elion, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Metadiski, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Gabriel. And as I'm invoking each of those names, I will stay and meditate on each of them. The Lord of hosts. There is power in the name of God. Believe me, sir. Believe me, brothers and sisters. There is a dimension of God that is evoked when we call him his names. When we call him his name, we are remembering him, the events that gave birth to that name. If I call God I am, I'm reminding him of his encounter with Moses. Were you not the burning bush? The one that burned the bush and the bush was not consumed. Because it was in that encounter that he said, I am, I've sent you. I am that I am. I reminded him how he delivered them from the land of Egypt and swallowed their enemy up in the Red Sea. I am. I am. The good thing we have for New Testament believers, such that you don't have to cram the names of God, is that all of the names that God can be called have been summarized in one. Do you know that name? It has been summarized in Jesus. That when you call Jesus, you are calling Jehovah Shammah. When you call Jesus, you are calling Jehovah Elohim. When you call Jesus, you are calling Jehovah El Shaddai. When you call Jesus, you are calling Jehovah Rapha. Jesus is the summary of all the names that God answers. Colossians said it this way. He said, he pleased the Father that in him should the fullness of Godhead dwell bodily. So when I say Jesus, that's why when accident is about to happen and you say Jesus, the rescue show up. When sickness is in your body and you say Jesus, Rapha show up. When you lack provision and you say Jesus, El Shaddai show up, Jireh show up. You see that now? So it's powerful. So evoke the name of God. It is praise. When I stand and I say, if all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough. It's really more than enough. If the worshiper stands here and says, just rise up on your feet, lift up your two hands and just say, Jesus, Jesus. If you do that with revelation, you are doing so much that somebody just going up and now, you are the King of the Kings, you are the Lord of the Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Come on, thank him. Come on. You know that he's calling the name he has never met. Jesus. Somebody shout that name tonight. Is this how you shout the name? Shout that name. Hear me. Hear me. If you were to be New Testament believers standing before the Red Sea, they wouldn't need all of the drama of stretching the rod. They wouldn't need all of the rasmatas. God would have told them, call the name of Jesus. And they would have shouted, Jesus! And you would have watched the Red Sea pass. If we were the ones standing by Jericho, like Joshua, we would not have needed to go around about it for 7 days. We would have stood there the first day. There is a name of that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee bows. That when we stand before Jericho, we don't need drama for 7 days. The name of Jesus is the summary of the 7 days adventures. And when I call Jesus, you see Jericho come down flat.
declaration of the names of God, derived from the arch of his art, from his attributes and his wonder working abilities. So number one, what is praise? Number one, praise is the private and public declaration of the person, the power and the potency of God. Number two, what is praise? Praise is the eulogizing of the Almighty with reference to the track record of his victories in battles, miracles, signs and wonders. And number three, what is praise? It is the declaration of the names of God, derived from his attributes and his wonder-working abilities. Psalm 145 from verse 1. Before we move from that place. Psalm 145 and verse from verse 1. It's projected. Thank you. Can I have... Okay, let me use this. Don't worry. I will extol you. David is speaking again. My God. Look at it. I will extol you, my God. Look at the next thing. Oh, King. Those two entities are not the same dimension. It's the God of the whole world, but it can be your own king. I've taught you here what it means to be your king. It's your king when his command is your, his will is your command. Are we together now? So David said, I will extol you, my God, oh King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Give me the next verse. Look at what it says in the next verse. Verse 2. Every day, not once in a while, not just June, not because Apostle has said we should do it in the month of June. Every day, I will bless you. I will praise your name. So you can sit down for a whole month, and what you are praising is praising the name of the Lord. Were you told that you can worship the name of the Lord? Were you told that you can exalt the name of the Lord? I will praise your name, El Shaddai. When we take songs like Elohim Adonai, they are the names of God, yet we are worshiping him through his names. Why praise? Why do we praise? Is somebody still blessed here tonight? I know I'm rushing a little, but just make sure you capture something with your spirit. Why praise? Number one, praise is commanded and demanded by God. Praise is commanded and demanded by God. Psalm 67 and verse 5. Praise is commanded and demanded by God. Psalm 67 and verse 5 is projected. Will you with a loud voice help me read it? Are you ready now? 1, 2, go. Stop. I'm going to read the rest of the verse. But what does this look like for you? This is a command. This is a command from the realms of the immortals. This is a command by the watchers of heaven. I'm giving you a secret. The watchers are announcing. I'm giving you a code of operation. Here is the code. Let the people praise you. Oh God, let all, not some, let all the people praise you. Look at what will happen. You will now see what that will give birth to. Give me verse 6. Sir. Next verse. Then the earth shall yield our increase. Oh, I don't want to go into some details. Were you told that everything God makes understand the law of command? Everything exists by laws. I've talked to you here when I was teaching you the reality of spiritual laws. Everything exists by law. That's why when you sow something in the ground, you don't need to beg him, because it's a law. There's a law of seed time and harvest. Are we together? Everything obeys laws. So it means the earth has increase in it. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. The riches and the wealth that you desire is not in America. Every land has wealth. Every land has prosperity. Every land has abundance. If you have not discovered the formula that unlocks it, you will live on the earth and suffer. Hear me again and again. Your wealth is not in US. I'm not against you growing abroad.
Your wealth is not in Canada. Your wealth is anywhere you can stay and engage the laws of the spirit as commanded by God. I know that some of us God can give you a customized instruction. Okay, I want you to go to United Kingdom, and for you that is an instruction. But just blindly saying, there's a greener pasture somewhere, it's not always like that. Are we together tonight? There's a formula that unlocks the earth, and the watchers of heaven are making this decree. These ones understand the dynamics of spiritual laws and operations, and they are giving the man, the inhabitant of the earth, the formula that will unlock the resources on the earth for them. He said, what is the formula? Let the people praise you. That when the people praise you, when the earth hears the praise of God, the earth has no choice than to yield our increase. Notice what he called the earth, our increase, not its increase. English student, come on. He didn't say the earth will yield its increase. Using "our" means the earth is likened to a woman, and every woman has a womb, and every womb is made to carry something. So it means the earth is pregnant with your resources. We have not discovered the formula that brought delivery to manifestations. And he said, this formula is praise. Are you with me tonight? I'm giving you this understanding so that when we begin to praise God, you will not need to look at somebody. You will know you are first here for yourself. Let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you, oh God. Then, not before then shall. I told you the word shall is a very strong word in the legal arena. Shall means cannot be changed. Then shall the earth yield our increase. And God, our own God, shall bless us. Wait a minute. So you mean God waits until he hears the praise before he can release certain dimensions of blessing? So praise is commanded. Why do we praise? Because praise is commanded and demanded by God. Luke chapter 19 and verse 40. Give me the Passion Translation, and let me prepare Message Translation. Look at what is happening here. Jesus responded. A group of people were praising him. Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You remember this story? His triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And they were praising him. And some set of Pharisees and Sadducees came together and told him to stop the people who were praising. And look at this response to them. Jesus responded and said, listen to me. If my followers were silenced, the very stones will break forth with what? With praise. They will break forth with praises, because God demands praises. How amazing that is. I wish I had time to let you know that everything God made, proclaim the praise of God. Everything. Nathan Ebasi sang that song very well. Everywhere I go, I see you right there. In the beauty of nature, you shine all around. Lord, you are everything, and everything is you. Precious Jesus, you're wonderful, wonder you are. Oh, me, you will watch another miracle. What the stone has been doing and you have not heard, I would have made you hear the praises of stones. Because what it means is that the stones were praising him, but man could not hear. You've heard songs like Erobo Igbo, One Year Old Jesus. Have you heard that songs before? That everything you see, the creatures, the animals, the plants, they are actually declaring the praises of God. David was a skillful man in this dimension. He looked one day and he said, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Psalm 19. The earth showeth his handwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Knowing that all of these things that you see are actually declaring the praise of the Lord. Praise is commanded. Give me the Message translation of Luke 19 and verse 40. Thank you, sir. Message translation, Luke 19 and 40. Luke 19 and verse 40. All right, why they try to wake up? Let's go to number two. Number one, praise is commanded and demanded. Are we together now? Praise is commanded and demanded. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7, and Luke 19 and verse 40. Number two, why do we praise? Number two, in praise, we evoke different dimensions of possibilities that is available in God. In praise, we invoke different dimension of possibilities that is available in God. In praise, we evoke different dimensions of possibilities that is available in God. Make sure you are writing these things. Different dimensions of possibilities that is available in God. I told you before, and let me remind you, that God has innumerable varieties in himself. God has different dimensions. In fact, the dimension available in God cannot be exhausted. He has done that again and again by making sure that every human being is unique in himself. And I told you before that every human being is an expression of yet another dimension that exists in God. That's why your fingerprint is different from mine. God telling you that there is something I can do through your hands only. That's why your retina is different from mine. God telling you that there is a dimension you can see that other people will not see it that way. God is multifaceted. God has different dimensions locked up in him. God is not just one straight jacketed entity. No, there are different dimensions available in God. Let me show something. Put down your guitar. Come quickly, sir. Thank you. Just like God, you will understand this with a man. As he is, he has many dimensions to himself. As he's standing here, is somebody's son. Are we together? As he's standing here, is somebody's elder brother. Is that true? As he's standing here, is somebody's fiance. Abby? Don't mind them. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Is somebody's fiance as he's standing here? Are we together? Be serious. As he's standing here, is somebody's banker. As he's also standing here, you will be shocked. Is somebody's prophet. You see all of those dimensions. I can go on and on and on in a man. Now, as close as the younger sister is to him, might never tap that prophetic dimension of him. Because every time the younger sister comes to relate, it only evokes the brotherly dimension in him. And what does a brother do? Give you money and give you advice. Is that true? This is why I'm coming to the law of honor. We'll teach on that. This is why I pity those who are the closest to men who carry anointing. Do you know that the people who suffer the most are the people closest to men of God? I know what I'm saying, even in my own life. Many of the graces that have transformed many people here. Ask my brothers and those who are very close to me. What benefit have they derived from this grace? Because all they see is my brother. And what a brother do is to give you money and give you advice. Somebody's brother, somebody's fiancé, somebody's apostle or prophet or pastor, somebody's banker, somebody's son. You see that now? Now, what each of them enjoy is the button each of them press. So, the father or the mother will possibly call him as a son. Peter, Lord, come you are, fetch me water. And as a son, that is all the father and the mother will get. And they never knew that the one fetching water for them can actually eat the sickness in their body. This is what Jesus did. Jesus had many other brothers, but none of them carried the grace and the anointing that he had on him. Because all they saw was a strange firstborn that they had, and the stories that their father has told him. To them, there is nothing different from them. Many of them even contend with him and make a mockery of him. They came to him at the time and said, why not go and show yourself if you do these things? His own family members. Because to them, it's not a big deal. Yet, that same person they sleep with in the house, that same person they eat food together with, somebody came and touched only the hem of his garment and became healed. So just like God, every man have different possibilities. Could it be that one day by revelation, the mother now says that you are more than a son to me? There is something you carry. This five brothers is not supposed to be in my body. Peter, is God not upon you? And the mother now, through honor, evoke that prophetic dimension. The same man will now lay hands, not now as a son, is laying hands as a prophet, and you watch miracles by the person they have regarded as son. You know, we wear boxers together in the house, we play around, you know, just like I say. And somebody can say, Apostle, you say, Apostle, and you just watch, and they repeat pains year after year. What one word that was accurately evoked would have stopped, you will see that person suffer it, and like Jesus, you will only be in pain and not be able to help them. Bible said when Jesus got to Jerusalem, he wept, for he could not do any mighty thing in the midst of them, because for them they saw a common carpenter boy. I don't know why I deviated from my teaching. I'm talking about this. Could it be that your younger sister is actually the prophet that your situation has been waiting for? That one day you call him and say, "Omo Yeni, come." Even though you are my younger sister, you are the last one in this family, but I see something upon you. Omo Yeni, will you speak out of the prophetic grace upon you that this issue be out of my life? You are not calling your younger sister at that time. You are calling the prophetess in her. One smart lady I've seen along this line is my wife. She will say, "Wait, you are my boyfriend. You are my fat mate. You are my food mate. You are my this. But now I want to talk to my priest." She will not carry, you know, this bribery seed. She will not go on her knees and say, "I want to go and start this business. Can you speak as a man of God?" When she says that, something happened to me. Every time that dimension is evoked, I feel a surge. The same anointing I minister to that goes eating when I'm at home. When I'm playing with my boys, I hope you know I'm not functioning under the anointing. If I function under the anointing, I will want to carry Daniel, it will fall. When I get home, I'm a normal person when I get home, or when I'm in the midst of those who does not recognize that dimension. But even in the midst of that, somebody will still know and say, even though we are all bankers, but there's something different about you. There is a dimension in God that when you evoke, it answers. And that happens in praise. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 21. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 21. Is somebody still blessed here tonight? Look at what the Bible says. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 21. While I wait for the media, let me see if I can lay my hands on it here. Hallelujah. Oh, it's projected now. Thank you so much. Look at what the Bible says here. There is an issue coming up for these folks, and it looked like the end of time for them. And they consulted the Lord, and the Lord gave them formula to do. And look at the next thing. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness. Notice what he's saying. Don't come and praise the might or praise any other dimension. Praise the beauty of his holiness. Watch it. And as they went out before the armies, they were saying. So they gave them a line to say. Not every songs. May you know the song to sing in the right season. Many of us, if you are a Christian and you are serious, it will have happened to you again and again. You notice for a couple of days, certain song is coming to your spirit. You sing it, you sleep in the night, you wake up again, the same song come. You have sang the song again and again and say, ah, sure, you need to come, let me sing another song. Stay on that song. That song is not just a song. That song has become a ladder permitting the operation of angelic activities in your life. I stumbled at a Yoruba song like 3 weeks ago, and for a whole week I sang that song. Even me, I was surprised. I went online and went to check for that song. It's not a song that I sat down and said, teach me. Mm-mm. It came by the Spirit. I engaged that song until I'm driving, I'm sleeping, I'm doing anything. I literally was declaring and making the use of that song. Because I know, songs don't just come. Songs are ladders in the spirits. And after a while, it fades away. And just last Sunday, another one came. I was just sitting in the congregation. They sang it like the normal. They would have sang many songs that I will forget. But this one stuck with me. Ijile ninu ijile. Oh, shemo. When I get such songs by the Spirit like that, I go online quickly and set the song. Get it and begin to ring it into my head. Because there is something God is doing at that time. That song is the channel that permits the flow of that operation. So they gave them the song. There are many songs, but he gave them these songs. There's the song of Moses. There's the song of Miriam. But he didn't give them the songs of Miriam. He didn't give them the songs of Moses. He gave them the songs that is useful for their predicament. And what is the song? What a simple and casual song. What is the song? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Who goes to battle with this line? Army, are you ready? Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And people are coming with AK-47. And you array yourself, and all you are doing is, praise the Lord, for his good and his mercy endures forever. Advance, yes sir, praise the Lord. That's a formula. That's no longer a song. That's an invocation. That's a weapon of war. Why they thought that all they were saying were songs, lyrics on their lips. Angels were engaging that dimension because that dimension summoned the angelic warriors of heaven. Michael could not stand when he had that song. He had to deploy the angels in battles and say, come and go and respond. Can you hear what is coming from the earth? Let's see what happened at the next verse. Look at what they engaged. Look at what happened at the next verse. Now, when they began to sing that song and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the people of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. And what happened to them? They were defeated. Were you taught, brothers and sisters, that the greatest weapon in battle is praise? Prayer is very important, but not all battle will be won with prayers. No, there's a dimension of prayer that is called praise. There's a dimension of prayer that is called praise. So praise invoke different dimensions that is available, different dimensions of possibilities that is available in God. Let's assume this man, are you with me? Is God now, Almighty. Are you with me now? Look at him. God doesn't fold hands. All this, always after that. Look at it. Are you with me now? Just learn. This God is a giver, a healer, a warrior, a lifter, all available in one entity. Do you know that what you evoke per time is what you experience per time? Do you know that when God wants to lift you, songs that will be coming to your spirit will be towards dimension of lifting? If God wants to begin to heal you now, you will notice the song God will bring to our spirit. If you have been around us for a while, you'll notice there's a particular song that will begin to come. Glory to, don't you love me, Jesus? And the moment I hear that song in the spirit, I know it doesn't matter if we are still praying. The moment I hear that song in the spirit, I know God has started healing people. And true to his word, every time you watch miracles, you watch people come out to give testimonies. The path you invoke in God is the path you experience in him. And all this is done in praise. If I need financial supply, you know what I do? I will begin to evoke the supplier dimension of him. I will not tell him about my own soul. You don't need to tell God what you need. He said, your father which is in heaven know that you have needs of these things. Your father knows what you need, but you don't know the right button that produces what you need. So you go from mountain to mountain, from pillar to post, evoking and trying every kind of key. Every key doesn't open a door. There's a key meant for the door. When I need healing, do you know what to engage to get healing? This is what makes a man mature in the spirit. Rapha, Rapha. And I look to the scripture, bring out the stories of men and healing that Jesus wrought and that the Lord wrought. And I begin to remind him again, were you not the one that healed this, that healed this, that healed this? That even when the person was dead for 4 days, you brought him back to life. When I'm evoking each of those dimensions, he understands. He has an intelligence to discern what you are asking for. Just like my boy Daniel, understand a bit about this mystery, even as a child. When you carry something and you want to give him, you say, Daddy, is that bread? You gave me your bread yesterday. You always give me your bread. Jesus gave you, Abby. You used to give me. You understand what he's saying? He doesn't need to tell you, give me now. He's reminding you that you are a giving father. And there is no time you press that button that will not say, yeah, come. You know, I used to give you something now. Take. It's a formula, sir. When you call God giver, ready, be ready to receive. When you call God healer, be ready to be healed. When you call God lifter, just pay attention. You will experience the lifting. These are ancient secrets in the spirit. Thank you, sir. Let's move forward tonight. That's number two. In praise, we evoke different possibilities of dimension that is available in God. Number three. Why do we praise? Number three. The manifest presence of God inhabits in the praise of the saints. This is very powerful for me. Very powerful. The manifest presence of God inhabits the praise of the saints. There are three dimensions of God's presence. There is the omnipresence, God everywhere, seeing everything. There is the manifest presence, the one that came to be, such that came down when Solomon was dedicating the temple. Yet, there is an indwelling presence. Right now, every believer has the indwelling presence, but very few have ever experienced the manifest presence. Because that one, you need to understand the protocol of evoking it. And I'm telling you, one major protocol that evokes the manifest presence of God is praise. 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 Psalm 22 and verse 3. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Praise. Psalm 22 verse 3. Thank you, sir. Look at what the Bible says here. Can you read it together with a loud voice? One, two, go. Again. So that means when it comes to thrones, where God resides, it's not some chair somewhere. The throne of God is the praise of his people. The throne of God is the praises of his people. Is holy, is enthroned in the praises of Israel. Psalm 114, beginning from verse 1. Psalm 114. Look at what the Bible says. Follow this story carefully. It's telling you the wonders of God. when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of strange language. Next verse. Judah. What is Judah? Praise. That's the word Judah. So it can be said, praise became his sanctuary. So everywhere you see praise, that's where God dwells. And Israel is dominion. Wait a minute. What makes Israel exercise dominion is because Judah has become the sanctuary of God. And wherever there is God, there is dominion. Next verse, because of our time. They see, saw it, and did what? Fled. What led them? Judah led them. What is Judah? Praise. What makes praise powerful? God dwells in praise. Men like Bishop Oyedepo understand this thing so well. Every little event, they declare praise to for it. Every little event. Every little. If God had 10 members to the church, you will see our father in the faith will be dancing like a baby. Baba Adeboye will carry tambourine everywhere. For every event. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Because they understand that where God dwells is the praise. And when you carry God, watch what will happen to you. See, saw it, and fled. No matter how bad and how wicked the enemy is, when they come in collision with the man that carry praise, Bible says they fled. Jordan was turned back. The mountains keep like rams. May your mountains keep before you tonight as your praise. I declare it again. Everything that has been a mountain over you, as you engage the mystery of praise tonight, may this keep before you in the name of Jesus. Mountains keeps like rams. Not small mountain, mountains. Not one, mountains skip like rams. Little hills like lambs. You know what it means? They shifted of their own accord. What ail you, O sea, that you fled? Now wait a minute. The man that all this is happening to now is in surprise. What do I carry that makes the enemy run away from me like this? Enemies, what do you see that you are flying? Because even him does not understand the power of praise that he carries. Next verse. He said, oh Jordan, that you turn back. What do you see? He's asking them question. Watch what happens now. Oh mountain that you skip like lambs. What do you see? What is carrying you away? Oh little hills like lambs. Next verse. They were the one that answered him back. Your problem will answer you back tonight. And say, no, we can't stand what you carry. No, we can't stand this atmosphere. No, because it's a law. What is the law? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. And the man that engage praise is the man that carries presence. Can I tell you the truth? When you complain, you only complicate matters. It is praise. I know you need school fees. I know you need 200,000. I know what you are right now is 2,000. But complaining will never multiply it. It has never multiplied it before. What will multiply it, Apostle? Where will I get the rest? I will show you a man that has such issue at a time. He had a crowd of 5,000 men alone in his crusade. And it's a conference. And he told them that when they come, their accommodation and their feeding will be taken care of. But when he called his disciples and his workforce members, he asked them, what food do we have to feed these people that we have invited for conference? This is the third day of the conference, and we promised them accommodation and feeding. What do you have? And they want to say, sir, we couldn't buy any food though. We only have 2 fishes and 5 bread. And this man would have said, oh God, now you will prove to me that you are the one that called me. Are you not the one that anointed me? You know what he did? This man simply collected the little, lifted it up, and offered praise. And when the little came down with praise, it became so much. They fed until they could no longer finish it. 12 baskets was the result of reserve that they have. Go back to our scriptures, please. Psalm 114. We should be on verse 4 by verse 5 there. Yes, 7. Give me the next verse. Look at what he now asked us. He said, who turned the rock to a pool of water? The flint into a fountain of waters. I'm talking about a God that his area of specialization is what men call impossibility. When the world has given up on a man, God said, yes, I was waiting for everybody to give up on you. The last person took so long before he gave up. That's why it looked like I've never showed up. Now that they have all given up on you, can I help you? Manifest presence of God. Paul and Silas were locked up in the prison. Acts chapter number 16 from verse 25 have that story to tell. The Passion Translation put it very well for me. If you can let me find it, I will appreciate it. They have prayed. The Bible did not hide it from us. He said they prayed. He said, then ho, at midnight. At midnight, Paul and Silas, undated, prayed in the middle of the night. What then they began to do? He said, and they began to sing and sang songs of praise to God. While other prisoners listened to their worship. Next verse. Suddenly. That's your story tonight. Suddenly. While you are praising, suddenly the pain goes. Suddenly the sickness leaves. Suddenly the provision show up. Suddenly the call comes in. Suddenly the alert enters. Suddenly the transformation happens. Suddenly the connection happens. Suddenly the doors opens. Suddenly. There was a great earthquake. Wherever need to be shaken for you to take your place. While you praise tonight, suddenly they will be shaken. Men will be displaced and replaced. Just for you to be lifted. Look at what it says. And at once, every prison door flung open. I feel like prophesying that in the name of Jesus Christ, every prison doors that has kept you in shackles, that has kept you stagnant in every area of your life, at the instance of this praise, every doors open in the name of Jesus. Ephrata, open in the name of Jesus. What next happens? And the chains of all the prisoner came loose. There's a chain you struggle to lose. There's a chain you go and beg people to help you lose. But there is something you can engage. And the chain fall off all by themselves. How do we praise? Finally, how do we offer praise? There is somebody in this place, you have a challenge in your tummy, the abdominal region of your body. And doctors and medical people have told you that if you don't do something to it at this early stage, you would have to come for surgery. As we go on in praise tonight, pay attention to it and do the praise with understanding. Because as you walk out of this place, that pain walks out of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. How do we offer praise? Number one, it begins with meditations. Begin with meditations of the greatness of God. How do I offer praise? Begin with meditations of the greatness of God. I have taught you here and again that whatever does not stem from your heart can never have impact in your life. Hear me again. Your life, your heart is still the control tower of your life. Whatever does not stem, whatever is not birthed from your heart cannot have impact in your life. That's why a praise that does not stem from your heart will not have impact in your life. The praise that does not move you will never move anything around you. So you must begin with meditations. Why meditations? If you are thoughtful, you will be thankful. Psalm 145 and verse 5. Begin with meditations of the goodness of God. Begin with meditations of the goodness of God. Psalm 145 and verse number 5. The New King James. Look at what the Bible says there. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty. Were you told that you can sit and all you are meditating on is the greatness of his power? I took my time at a time to sit and just meditate about the creations of God, particularly on the area of the galaxies. And I remember that one day myself and my wife were just having this biblical chat at home, and you know, I was making references out of my meditations. She got to a level, she says, stop, I can't do it anymore. How that God makes the stars, and science have been able to tell us that each Milky Way have over 100 billion of stars, and there are some stars that are bigger than the earth, that little tiny thing you see up there, and they have never crashed one day to the earth. Are you aware that what you were taught in geography about the planet that exists, there are 9 planets in the world? You need to look for your geography teacher and tell him to go for a recourse. That the number of planets that exist is actually countless. Science have told us that the more they discover a new planet, the more they see another one. And each of these planets has an habitat in them made by God. Have you seen some creatures before? Have you seen a whale before? Have you seen an elephant before? Have you imagined how God can conceive something of such magnitude? Imagine yourself. Let them give you a picture of some 20 years ago. Look at that small boy. How did this small boy evolve to this great man? How? By what formula does bone grow? Bone that is solid. By what formula does it grow? By what explanation does a sperm become a child? The wonder workings of the Almighty. That you will sow a corn in the earth, cover the soil, and walk away. And if you come back after 3 days, what you sow there bring out a new life. By what explanation is that? Who is supervising all of these things? What is the scientific formula that bets all of this dimension? When science traced this God to a level and they could not discover him, they will say there must be some cosmic power that is making all these things to be. They back up. What carry all of this entity up there? The sun, as big as it is, was hanging in the mass, or hanging in the atmosphere, or whatever, what was that name called now? In the space, and has never crashed one day, as heavy, as big as it is. All of us in the earth, are you aware that even the earth is hanging in the space, and over 7.5 billion, our weight could not crash the earth down? Explain these things to me, sir. Great scientist in the house, explain to me. Do you know that we have been drinking the same water for over 2 million years? The same water, when it rains down, we'll fetch it and drink it. We excrete it again. It goes up again. We rain down, we take it. And most of the water we drink, we are not the first people to drink it. Explain to me. And yet when they return back, it comes so pure and unharmful. Yet that is somebody's urine last week. I'm serious. When you urinate, it evaporates. Forms part of the rain that comes back. And you don't say, no, itolele. No. Ever fresh and ever pure. The mightiness of God. Do you know, if you just take time to think about these things, there will be no time to think about your troubles. The time you spend worrying about your troubles would have been invested in this. This is what David did so well. David would sit down in the night and gaze at the stars. How
How wondrous are your works! By wisdom you have made them whole. Can we go back to the days of meditations, believers, where we look at the workings of God? When you carry a child in your hand, don't just look at that child and say, fine baby. No, think about where that child was 2 years ago. When I want to flatter my children, when they are, when I want to give something to my their mom, and they say, no, daddy, don't give me. I will ask them, I will say, where were you 6 years ago? Where were you 10 years ago? I've known my wife for close to for over 12 years now. Where were you 12 years ago? So this child, these guys existed in the realm 12 years ago. By what formula brought them now here? Are you aware that that young girl also one day will grow up to become a mother to give birth? Question, the child that that baby will give birth to in the next 20 years, where is the baby now? That God keeps hiding the next generation in the older generation. And yet when this generation comes forth, it looks like we have nothing. Until God begins to work on us through the law of time and process. It must begin with meditation, brothers and sisters. Psalm 119 and verse 27. Give me the Passion Translation. 119 and verse 27. Help me, Lord. Help me. Come in and pour our sins out. Look at what the Bible says here. The Passion. Are we together now? Open my understanding to the ways of your wisdom. I love David. David is really a thoughtful man. Open my understanding to the ways of your wisdom, and I will meditate deeply in the splendor and your wonders. I will meditate deeply in your splendor and your wonders. What explanation am I going to give that the Red Sea parted before a people, and the people walk on a dry land, not even a wet land? If a rain fall and the erosion has passed away, we will not meet a dry land, we will meet a wet land. Yet they walked on the dry land. And just when Pharaoh was about to think this is another eclipse of the sea, he stepped in there, and the dry land now becomes what swallowed him up. Explain these things to me. You see why that song is so powerful? O ṣeun o ijile ninu ijile. 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 O ṣeun o. You know what God does? The more you think about him, and you get to a level and say, yes, I've gotten it, it shows you another dimension. You say, I didn't think about that. God is too deep that only shallow men claims to know all of him. Chile begins with meditations. Number two, recount and declare the testimonies of his wonders right from the Bible days. Now onto your life. I'm giving you powerful way to engage the mysteries of praise. Begin with meditations. Number two, recount and declare the testimonies of his wonders right from the Bible days. Now onto your life and in the life of others around you. Recount it. Declare the testimonies of his wonders right from the Bible days. Right from the Bible days, now into your life and to the life of others. Psalm 143 and verse 5, still the Passion Translation. I know misera, what the Bible says here. Recount them. Psalm 143 and verse 5. Remember, I will remember, or I remember the glorious miracles of the days gone.
I told those who were around on Wednesday how I will sit down and say, Lord, were you not the one that parted the Red Sea? I will say it as though I was there, because the Bible gave me the opportunity to be there with him. You parted the Red Sea. He parted it and Tether. You swallowed the arrogant Pharaoh up and his hosts. Were you not the one that fed 3 million plus people for over 3 years, over 40 years? You fed them daily without eating a stale meal. What is, how many are we in this family? I'm expecting a family of 7 who lack something to eat, to remind God how he fed 3 million people. I told you every dimension of God we evoke in praise, you experience it. Father, we thank you. Because physically we might not have what to eat, but we remember that the children of Israel in those days, they were more than 3 million. And on a daily basis, you fed them with fresh food. We remember that when they asked for meat, and it looks impossible that they could not get meat in the wilderness, you fed them with meat until it began to come out of their nursery. I remember how you fed 5,000. Somebody is asking for food, but instead of saying, give me food, you are reminding him how he's responsible and is committed. The feeding and the provision he has made for Paul. Recount them. The works of hold. Is he a child you need? Recount them. Hannah, recount them. Sarah, recount them. Is there sickness in your body? Recount them. The woman with the issue of blood, recount them. The son of the centurion that was sick, recount. Blind Bartholomew, recount. The man by the pool of Bethesda, 38 years infirmity, recount them. Is it change of story? Remember Jabez. Remember Obed-Edom. Is it change of story? Remember Mephibosheth. Is it change of story? Remember the men that God picked from nothing and brought them to something. When I talk to God about building, I will tell him it took you just 6 days to make the earth and everything I see there. It won't take you forever to build me a house. Recount them. Testimonies are powerful. They have the ability to reproduce again and again. Recount. 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 Mine is to gain admission. Remember, Daniel got an admission into the University of Babylon and he became the best student even on that campus. Recount. I need a spouse. Remember, even though Ruth, the husband of Ruth, had died and Naomi had asked him to go, when Ruth had given up on remarrying, God made out Boaz. Boaz came from anywhere and Ruth got married. Recount them. If you can think so well, you can remember the goodness of God. Where is this issue now? When in 2000 I could not pay my school fees, when in 2001 we could not pay house rent, when in 2005, and you recount the doings of God in your life. Where you picked me on the streets, where you picked me abandoned and rejected and put me on the platform. Remember. Recount the praises, the testimonies of his wonders, the testimonies of his wonders. You lost a job and it looked like the end of you. You suffered in pain for 1 year and by miracles he provided another job for you. Who told you that he left you at that moment? No. You were born as SS and they told you you would die at 17. He came and changed your SS to AA. So what is now getting married? What is now financial provision? What is now open doors? Remember, if you can thank him for what he did in the past, get ready to see him again in the present. Hear me again and again. If you can remember the doings of his past, get set for the another making for the present. Don't let the devil cheat you to say, pay attention to what is yet undone. No. The secret to doing what is yet undone is acknowledging what he has done. Hear me again and again. The secret to doing what is yet undone is acknowledging what has been done. If you ever find me anywhere praying for 10 hours, believe me, between you and I have thank God and praise God for 9 hours 50 minutes, and the last 10 minutes is not even to ask God. The last 10 minutes is to make confessions. I know the power of praise. Remember, you fell off the bike, the coming vehicle would have crashed you. Remember, you were condemned and abandoned. Remember, you should not be alive now by the calculations of the enemy, by what technology you are alive, even you cannot explain. Remember when your mother gave up in your end, Michael, and you prayed and she came back to life. If the dead can come back to life, why would your situation tell you your God is dead? Remember how you vomited blood anytime you want to write your final exams, and now the affliction is gone, the pain is gone. Remember how you hear voices of demonic entity saying you will die and you will run mad, and how those voices run away, and now you live a sane and a perfect life. Don't let the attention of what is yet undone rob you from seeing what has been done. Remember the faithfulness of God. Remember when you were abandoned and rejected by everyone. Remember when you were left on your studio bed expecting that when they come in the morning they will meet your dead body, but they came and met you still being alive. Remember the power that woke you up in the night. Remember the workings of his atmosphere. Remember the admission board that has been shut down. Admission is closed for this year. There is a hand that reopened the admission portal and gave you entry into the school. Remember. Don't be quick to forget. Remember. You were machetting and even you could not explain. Doctor checked you. They didn't know what was wrong with your health. You knew you were going to your grave already. But a hand came and stopped that process. And now you are alive. And you are blabbing and complaining about money. Blabbing and complaining about things. Remember how that at the time your work was granted, you who was a contractor, now you are working as a bricklayer, working as laborer. But suddenly the Lord interrupted and brought contracts in international nations that opened you up again, and now you are carried away by your pursuit for new things. Remember, if you forget the workings of the past, you will never see the workings of now. If you forget the workings of the past, you will never see a new thing. If you forget the activities of his wonders, the miracles of the past, the signs of the past, the manifestations of his faithfulness and of his mercy in the past, you will never. One thing I tell God every time is I will never forget where you took me from. Never. I will never forget how I lived in a one-room apartment with like 5 of us, on a chair filled with bed bugs, in pain and defeat. How I was rejected and abandoned. I was spoken about that this one will never amount to anything. I was called a failure. And even I myself knew that this is the identity that a failure has. But you picked me from that place and you make me an entity. I'll never forget. I'm sure the worship team are getting set. They're going to lead us in a section of praise and worship. Is the best way to give expression to the fact that, Lord, I remember when I was writing WAEC up and down. I remember when I was trying jam. I remember when I was abandoned. I remember when I will carry egg pan on this head. I remember my days in the bakery in the night and I could only sing. Remember. Don't come forget. No. Don't forget. You are always there for me. Even when I can't see you, you are always there for me. You are always there for me. You are always there to help me.
even when no one was there. You are always there for me. You are all and I can see you.
Yes, sir.
Even when I cannot trace you, oh, I know that faith in your word, that you are always there to help.
When my back was against
the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Don't ever forget the goodness of God. Don't ever forget the greatness of His majesty. Esther, don't get to the palace and forget that you are a strange girl, a slave girl in a strange land that was only picked by the mercies of God. Don't be like Saul, who forgot that God was the one that made him king. Don't ever forget. Don't forget the days of your littleness, the days of pain, the days when you were rejected and abandoned, the many battles you have fought in your life and God showed up. Don't forget those who were in your primary school class who have died now. How that you did not die, don't forget the sickness you had when you were growing up, that even you at the time was saying, this pain is too much, let me just go and die. But His mercy show up. Don't forget. And when you remember this, you do this last thing, brothers and sisters. You praise Him in the dance. You praise Him in the dance. Psalm 149 and verse 2. I'm going to step down now. We're going to a moment of intentional praise. This praise is not about what they are singing. It's not about, do they sing well? Did they beat the drum well? This is a personal moment to tell God, I did not forget. Sometimes when I'm dancing, I will remind Him, Lord, this is the way I used to dance. Those days when I was working as a laborer behind the bricklayer with pompon on my head. When I get to church on Sundays, this is the way I used to dance for you. Lord, I remember. Don't forget. Don't get to that platform of greatness and forget that it is He that teaches thee to get wealth. No. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Next verse. Let them praise Him. Where? How? Read it with me. 1, 2, go. Look up, everyone. I want you to read this verse. Read it with a loud voice. 1, 2, go. You see that now? Let them not forget. Let them remember. Let them praise His name with the dance. It's scriptural to move your body. It's scriptural to dance. I believe you are proud. If you are too big to dance before God's presence, I believe you are proud. And pride goeth before a fall. You move your body. You dance. Forget about who is looking at you. David said, it is before God that I'm dancing. Who made me king? Let them not forget that He's the Maker of men. The charge is over. It is now time for you to show God if you have forgotten or you can still remember. Can we put our hands together? Rise up on your feet, everyone. Rise up on your feet, everyone. I want you to lift up your hands and just say, Lord, I remember where you picked me from, and I thank you. I remember how you helped me. I remember how you lift me. Go ahead and speak to Him right now in your own way.
Mm-hmm. believe that you've been greatly imparted. To get more updates about the movement and to download our messages, visit www.ariseshinechristiannetwork.com.
Also, you can join us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, and MixLR at ArriseSAN.
Or you can also reach us on WhatsApp or call us on 0705314-5157. Keep shining.
Make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you, the Lord.